somebody, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I ran into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Okay.
Yo, can you hear me, bro?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, man, let me make sure these headphones ain't trash. What's up, man? LGTV Political Edition. We here. What's happening?
Man, we here. What's up, man? I basically just got hemmed up by my general manager. He was going in on Republican versus Democrat and XYZ. I can't get too much into it because that's my boss, but
yeah. He told you who he voted for?
No, he ain't gotta tell me. I know. he ain't about who he voted for. It's the side he gonna always take, which is fine.
Yeah, we know some. I mean, I guess you know everybody got their side. Young Gary.
Yo.
I wasn't sure if you was off today, bro.
No, I was. I had to call in. I got some my car fucking up.
Transmission. There you go.
Maybe the transmission. I think I need to fix a belt. It's either a belt or an alternator.
Belt or the alternator. So it's slipping.
So no, that means it ain't keeping charge.
No, my battery good. My battery like came on like yesterday morning. Then when that shit came on, it started fucking with my steering wheel a little bit, and I had Googled it on my phone, like with the battery like.
Oh yeah.
Like either like alternator or like. It's a belt that might fuck up. Because that messes with the steering wheel part. But I'm not sure. I didn't even see how much that shit gonna cost me to get that shit fixed.
So will your car start right now?
Or is it it's not perfect. Everything start was good.
No, it ain't the alternator then.
It might be that belt for the steering wheel part. Because I Googled it because when that light came on, my steering wheel got like kind of tight to turn. I'm like, oh, it's just tripping real quick. You know, I'm thinking that I turned again. Like, what the fuck? You know, I turn, but I'm fighting that bitch to turn it. I was just like, it might be a belt. It might be the belt. So I need to get with
it. What light you say came on?
The battery light. But my car started fine. Like, So it might be that belt.
But, what was I finna say? They say we might not know, you know, find out nothing until tomorrow afternoon, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been looking. That ain't gonna matter. That ain't gonna matter if he's sold and get 270 before then. That ain't even gonna matter.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
I guess last time I checked, he was at 248.
And then he got 22 if he get what was it?
He need to go and sold Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan was one.
Nevada.
Yeah, if he gets
there. I think he already leading in Nevada.
Yeah, it was.
The thing is about Nevada only got 64% in right now. So
right.
We don't even know, but Michigan got 99% in. That's, I mean, you know.
I guess it ain't no way to. I just feel like, bro, it got to be a better way we can do this. Like, ain't no reason
to be in
2020. But I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe this is how it's got to be done.
It's the mail in balance this year. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's the mail in balance.
Yeah, so
it's
more.
It's like five or six states didn't pass a law to early count votes. So that's why them six states are taking forever. We should have knew last night, but didn't pass that law in time.
Which is like, why that wouldn't be a quick, because that's common sense. You know, it's going to be more this year for obvious reasons. So why would you not want to count them early to get it? But whatever, like. I don't know, man. Again.
But I think if he get 270, whoever get 270, it don't really matter, right? Like you said, it's just like we just wait.
If he hit 270, then Trump can win the rest of the states. We'll find out he won the other three or four states in the next 4 days. It ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, because whoever reached 270 first.
He should, if he was a moral guy, he would concede the election then. Like, I lost, but he gonna stay and make it run out. And
right. He already lost a recount in Wisconsin.
Like, I ain't doing no damn recounts, nigga. All that shit.
It's crazy, bro. This man is just OD. Like, I will never, 10, 20 years from now, I'll never be able to look back and really believe that this man was our president. Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, bro, last time when he got elected, I woke up, I woke up in the middle of the night. Was it that morning? I looked at my phone and the TV said Trump is president. I said, y'all niggas tripping. I said, this can't be real. I was like,
yeah, it like I said, it's still unbelievable. But
he said everything that can get you crucified in the public eye. and still won. And most of the people who voted for him, like Laura and Housewives. And he said everything that a feminist would talk about. Grab him by the pussy, recordings, nigga. It was everything. And he still won. I'm just like, bruh.
Even more people voting for him than last time.
It's like the poor white folks is like, yeah, we can vote for Trump. Like, nigga, don't care about y'all. Finish high school, people. If you can't finish high school.
So, I mean, hopefully Joe Biden go on and pull it out, and we just go from there. He's not my favorite candidate ever, but obviously.
Not even close.
I didn't like the ones when the first time Trump was running for president, at Ben Carson and shit. I'm like, man.
I got a question, though.
They didn't give us enough to work with, though.
What do y'all think about, like, so of course there's always other people who run for president. There's on the lower levels. They just obviously don't have enough money to compete with the two biggest parties. Do y'all think that those people should ever be looked at more? Like, maybe they got good ideas. Mostly they only run to get a little publicity. Yeah, get their name on the ballot, and they get some, you know, people look like, oh, who's this person running for president?
Right.
What's that young politician from New York who won with the long? I forgot her name. I can see her running one of these days when she get older. You gotta be what, 35? Yeah. Yeah. I apologize. I can't remember her name, but I can see her running when she hit that age range.
Yeah.
I can see that was dope when she won. I was like, oh shit. All right. No. I'm gonna watch it on Deezus and Mero, so you know.
I'm trying to hit some major points on the election, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, Biden is currently winning. Hopefully, he pull it out. We should. I mean, like Trey said, if he can go on and pull it out tonight, but it depends on how when they get through counting and all that.
They ain't gonna be finished with Nevada tonight. That's what it's gonna be. If he lock up Michigan. It's a good chance, but they're going to be done with Nevada.
They are. They're not going to be done.
They won't be done. Nevada only got 64% in.
Right.
So they won't be done with Nevada. So we probably won't find out about Nevada till hopefully tonight. But if you go and get Michigan, I mean, odds are – I mean, all the Republican people at my job, they're sore losers coming out of them.
what was they saying?
Biden wins, we're going to. We lost. Just I know Trey's happy. He's a Democrat.
You know what? I saw a commercial this week, right? And it was like, Joe Biden is not the person to rebuild America. So I heard that part. I'm like, so Trump is the Trump admitting that he fucked America up or what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just caught that little piece of the commercial. He was like, Biden is not the man to rebuild America. America never really been broken. It's just same old shit, different year.
That's funny though about the people at your job, Trey. Like, I hate both parties. Hate everything.
Hey, 1 second, I'll be right back. 1 second.
But yeah, man, like I'm saying, I hate everything about politics. Like, it's evil, it's greedy. Like, I hate everything about it.
It's a dirty game. Yeah. I feel you on that. And it's like the people who got the most, like, biggest opinion on it won't even directly affect you. Like, when is, like, some of us gonna see 400 grand in a year working? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Like,
I wish I could, but I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, like, maybe I have ideas that line up with one side, like the Democratic side, but I don't care about. I'm just a black man. I don't fall under either category. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not none of that, bro. I'm just a black man trying to take care of his family, you know what I'm saying? And I got opinions and thoughts on things, but I would never categorize myself as neither one of those, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm just living life, bro.
All it is, bro, is two niggas feeding you ice cream dreams to get elected and do 4 years and maybe strike out one of the major figures on a campaign. Trump's
exactly.
Trump, neither for wall, nigga, and the wall ain't never been built.
at all.
Like, and my thing is, Trump, the greatest thing Trump did for America was show who really racist out here. Not everybody who votes for Trump is a racist. 100% agree that with that. But it's like, that's only a 10%. The other 90 may be racist, but it's a good 10% that wasn't. It was just like, oh, that I like that value. I like what he brought. Okay, I'm gonna vote for him. But majority of them was racist, or they have some fucked up opinion and views, but they won't come out and just directly say I'm racist. Like, how you gonna bring it, talk about the Mexicans taking jobs? Man, they work hard and they do what they gotta do with their family. What the fuck they gotta do with you? Because you don't wanna work?
Yeah, Trey. No, I was just saying, like, I don't directly, like, you know, your people at your job calling you a Democrat. Like, I don't necessarily line up with either party. Like, I'm never gonna be identified with either. Like, I was telling Garrett, I'm just a black man with opinions and thoughts. I'm not just trying to survive and take care of my family, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, my stuff, I might have a thought, and somebody might be like, see, Democrats think like that, but I'm not no Democrat, bro. These are my opinions. So,
that is so funny. That's exactly what he tried to put me in a category. It's like, well, if you're Trey, you're a Democrat. If you are for abortion, but I'm not for abortion. Well, if you vote Democrat, if you vote Biden, you are. I'm like, bro, no, I'm not. You can't tell me that. Like, you can't put everybody in a box.
And that's what they want to do. They want to separate people. Democrat, like, I don't care about that, my nigga. Like, most black people don't care about that. We don't have the luxury to care about politics that deeply and stuff. We just, again, some of us, like us, we just got thoughts and opinions on things. I don't line up in neither one of those categories, my nigga. Like, don't try to even put me in that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And people want to get out and vote for who they vote for. That don't mean they got to be in that party. But of course, this world done liberal and not like I hate those words. I hate even hearing those words, bro, because I don't care about none of that which I talk about at all.
Well, like was
that's kind of what I wish I could say, but like I said, he was my general manager. I couldn't just talk to him like that. Like, I don't care about a party. I don't care about a Republican or a Democrat. Exactly. I don't care.
Like, tell me about the real. Tell me about what this stuff for Trump and all that. I don't care about no party. Tell me about what he gonna do. Tell me about all this stuff he done did. How racist he done shown he is. Let's talk about that. I don't care about politics. I don't care about none of that. Like, you just try to do that to cloud people's judgment, cloud people's mind. Like, it's unnecessary, bro, and it's evil.
I know, like, one thing I told Devontae about, like, when you hear him talk, he always say, like, Trump is acting as how people thought Obama would act like when he became president. I'm like,
If Obama, bro, if Obama did half of the things, and I hate even saying it because it should be common sense, but it's not, because if he did half of that, they would have boxed four, all of them would have been in his neck every single day trying to get him.
Yeah, we had a president that was under. They was investigating his ass almost every month about what was his times with
about some different. Trump knows if he get out of office, bro, it's gonna be a thousand people trying to sue him, bro, for different stuff. Like, he already know.
Niggas like, oh, what's his ties with Russia and Putin every day? And I, to be honest, I never knew what his wife sounded like. I ever heard her speak until like a year ago, and I was just like, no wonder she really don't talk. His wife.
Paid to be by his sister. She don't even like him.
That's the most unaffectionate marriage I've seen in my life. She don't hug.
Every time the nigga try to hold his hand, she pushed away. Like, literally pushed his man hand away. Like, bro, she's getting paid to be by his side. Like, that's it. She's getting paid.
It just made me appreciate the class that Obama's had.
Complete class. Bro, complete presidential. Trump has never been presidential. He's never presented himself in any way as presidential.
And the fact that Barack had to deal with a lot of bullshit, like, you couldn't pull a lot of shit he tried to get done, couldn't get done because I'll tell you one time, the president is a figurehead. You know what I'm saying? He can't get shit approved like that. He got to go through other motherfuckers and they approve it. Imagine the shit he could have got approved if he wasn't black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
once you can understand that, my president is a figurehead, has no fucking power.
It is what it is. That's all I got. We could definitely get into some sports real quick if y'all done on that. Unless y'all got anything else.
I was thinking about the basketball schedule, like when they want to start again. I heard they got a few days left, and I saw what Jared Dudley said. He said 50 games, the players won't go for it, a 50 game season. I'm like, okay, I understand why he's a veteran in the league, but how many minutes you really gonna get if you play 50 games, Jared Dudley? let somebody else talk. We're gonna be playing, but I don't see what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I know the vets would be in the league that long. They got voices, but like, nigga, for real, you played 80 games, you still ain't getting no run. But
right now, it's looking like it's gonna end up being they're gonna vote, and it's gonna start December 22nd. At first, the players was like, "Nah," but then they, you know, the owners and things came in. Well, look, this is. Basically, they was gonna lose a lot of money.
Yeah,
like, they didn't go ahead and get started.
They're gonna lose a billion bucks.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, you know, it came down to money, and they're gonna vote on it. And most likely, December 22nd gonna win, and you know, that's around the corner. So niggas gotta start getting ready.
Yeah, I feel like if you was in a bubble, you went far. You can sit. You may can sit out a month. If LeBron need to sit out a month, do it, bro. Sit out a month. You gonna be 36 going on 37 or whatever it is. You don't want to risk it. If you can sit out a month, everybody else on y'all paychecks. You know what I'm saying? All the niggas who rode the bench, barely played minutes, hopping on the videos, celebrating, cool. Earn y'all money. Let that man rest. You know what I'm saying? If y'all can go 500, great. Yeah. But this is a
quick
What
was I finna say? Trey, what you think about Tom? How Tom looking?
That was a good game.
Tom terrific.
Have you officially abandoned the Patriots? Are you sick of them? Are you just tired?
Nope. This is the first time in 20 years I have to watch a rebuilding phase, so it's kind of different.
I feel like they always had trouble drafting in the second round.
It wasn't supposed to be, though. It wasn't supposed to be until Cam fell off the wagon. He got coronavirus, he fell off the wagon. It wasn't supposed to be. We were supposed to compete for the division and get a good playoff spot. But unless we rattle off six straight, it's not gonna happen.
I'm gonna tell you. So this is what I'm looking at. We halfway through the season. Unless an injury happens or anything changes, my picks are NFC Championship, Seahawks versus the Bucks, AFC, Steelers versus the Chiefs.
A big question. How is Seattle gonna show up that defense?
I don't know.
It's just bad.
I just can't pick against them right now.
I know, but
from what I've seen halfway through the season, that's what I think it's going to be.
If Russ don't play 100% MVP level every game, it's bad. Like, when he threw them picks against Arizona, it was crucial picks each time. But if he don't play 100% Russ ball, it's hard. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas need to step up. Rush the pass or something.
Who y'all? Who anything different than what I said? Y'all got some different picks.
That sounds cool.
I would have had the Packers early on, but they starting to phase out to me.
Once the Bucks did what they did to the Packers, that was like, all right, yeah.
The Packers looking.
And then they talk about the Vikings.
The Packers did the same thing last year. You know, every time they played like a team that matched up with them or a better team, or one of the above average team, they lost. Like, they beat up on tomato cans when they played better teams. Like, got their ass whooped. Defense can't stop the run. You know, remember their defense started off good last year, but then they played good teams with offenses. So I just scored on. Then
they got Bucks Saints this weekend. That's gonna be a good game. Bucks gotta.
Is AB playing this weekend or no?
The Saints winning without having no receivers. That's what's tripping me out the last two or three weeks. No receivers.
Yeah, this should be a game. But, you know, Saints beat the Bucks, obviously, first game. So, Bucks need this one pretty much. Like,
just a split. You got to split. Yeah. You never
they need it should be a good game. Steelers handed it to the Ravens. Close game.
That was a great game.
Like you kind of said, Lamar turned it over four times. He had some bad turnovers.
Yeah, 8 turnovers in 2 games against us.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good.
I said this at the beginning of the year. Lamar Jackson's gonna get exposed. All that he did last year is because we had no film on
it. Bro, and I remember what Shannon said. And I remember looking it up last year. I'm like, Shannon said, if you add up all his numbers, he's still under 200 yards passing the game. That is bad.
Colin Cowherd said that he predicted the Ravens were going
to be no, nobody. Yeah,
he was tripping in the offseason.
No
bro.
One is
he,
going
he
to
said that number sounds. He was tripping, bro. When he said it in the offseason, I was like, "Shut up, Kyle."
He said, shit
and I usually agree with him on stuff. I usually agree with him on a lot of stuff, but that was just like, no, bro. Like, no, they're not. Like, They're just not. Now, they still good. Like, Lamar got to get better, but they are still 5-2. So it's not like they done fell off the way. You know what I'm saying? They still straight, but I got Kansas City and the Steelers in the championship game.
They're a good organization. They're going to always
be in the, be in the running every year. Yeah. But the thing, I like what Shannon said, you got to throw the ball to win, man.
They going to have to. But also, I mean, the game plan has to get better, too. And they also don't have the greatest receivers. But, I mean, you have to game plan for that. Cam didn't have the greatest receivers when they went to the Super Bowl. So,
nope.
You just got a game plan. He had Ted Ginn. He had, who was the other fast?
Kelvin Benjamin.
Billy Brown.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin had towards ACL that year, too. So, Kelvin, he didn't play.
Yeah, so they had some speedsters. They used to always get big plays. That like that year when Cam and them, they used to get big plays down the field, bro. And the Ravens don't get that.
It came down the offensive line play because that nigga Von Miller's on some else that year. It's killing it.
Yeah, that was a crazy year.
But I like how we came back. We was down 10. You know how hard it is to come back from 10?
Yeah, you was finna let a brick go off of your pants.
I'm always scared. I'm not lying. I'm always every Ravens game I'm scared, bro. Every Ravens game I'm just like, either way. It's like, come on now, we down 10. Like going down 10 in a Ravens still a game is like being down 20. Because it's gonna take forever.
We said, like we was talking about the last podcast, we said, you know, on the earlier podcast before the season started, you know, the Steelers was going to have a good record. Now they kind of blowing it out the water. Like we looked at the rest of their season, you know, they could easily go 14-2, and I wouldn't be surprised at all. Like it's looking like 14-2 is within range.
Well, I did predict the Bucks go 13-3, 12-4. Just put it out there. I think the naysayers, like Devontae, said that wasn't gonna happen.
What team is in it? With the Niners, do you think it's the last of Garoppolo, bro?
Yeah, I think they let him go after this year. He been hurt a lot. Dang. I think they let him go. I think
so that means Belichick.
He can go there. Bill definitely made the right decision.
Like this, they do plays to protect him. They ain't trying to let.
They won more Super Bowls. They don't win them Super Bowls without, you know, versus the Eagles, they get blown out and they don't win the other Super Bowls. So, you know,
it's the Rams.
Yeah, they don't win that Rams, and you know he don't put up 500 yards against the Eagles. He wouldn't.
The Eagles
lose Brandon Cooks in the first quarter. They still put up 500 yards. Garoppolo.
That hurt. Don't even bring them in.
Garoppolo wouldn't have did that.
Brandon Cooks got popped. Oh my God.
He got rocked out of there. That was the start of his concussions. Yep. Oh no, I think that might have been the second one.
The Niners been killed by injuries all year. Garoppolo been hurt.
Yeah, they got killed by injuries, but I could see them. I could see them moving on. I could see something happening if maybe they let go and the Falcons kind of want to move on and rebuild. I think Shanahan trades for Matt Ryan. Obviously, they know each other well. I think that could happen. I think they could let Jimmy go trade for Matt Ryan. I wouldn't be shocked if that.
Jimmy is a game man. I think Jimmy is a game manager pumped up by the media to be something higher than he is. Let's be real.
Maybe Jimmy will go back to New England, and they'd be trashed there.
Jimmy got paid for five. Jimmy got paid for five games.
Yeah, Belichick give him a cheap deal. So yeah, come on.
Jimmy
back.
Got paid for
man,
five games.
I feel a little bad for Cam, but I don't think his career is over. He will just have to accept the backup role after this. The starting roles are
Cam
gone.
Never worked on the main thing. You need to work on accuracy.
Yeah, this is his last chance. You can't make it with Bill Belichick. This is the last chance. Yeah, I'm like you. He's gonna.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta
be accurate, right?
And who knows? Who knows? Maybe you go somewhere and you know start to get hurt, and you with a good roster. Maybe he get on the team with a good roster. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Like this year, if
exactly.
Like he was a backup, came in, he made himself millions of dollars in five games. When you know what I'm saying, like you never know what could happen. Like Jameis with the Saints now. Like what if Drew get hurt? Jameis come in, do his thing. So, but again, his years as a starter is it's over. And just feel like that makes me feel old, because I remember, you know, when we was our freshman year was the year Cam was at Auburn going crazy. So now I feel
going crazy. I think his opening drive, he was like 48 for 48, his opening drive. Like, he didn't miss any attempts. His all open drive.
He went crazy. Like, I be on Facebook now, some old pop up from that year. Like, I'm like, oh, Cam. I'm like, dang, bro. Like, now we seeing the end of Cam. Like,
the biggest issue for me with Cam was always accuracy and how the way he looked after losses. That was it. After every loss, that nigga was fucked up. Maybe was a media moping around, sad shit. You gotta know how to handle that shit by now. And then think about his record. I think he had what, two or three good seasons in Carolina? The 14-2 or the 14-2 Super Bowl MVP season.
The
niggas went 7-9. Yeah, they had 3 years. They went 7-9, made the playoffs, the Super Bowl year, and one more year after that. It was like 3 years out of the whole time he was in Carolina. That's it.
I remember them and the Seahawks would have a good game like every year. It was always a crazy game with them too.
The thing is, I feel like they let Cam run too long. One of them injuries kept adding up. Okay, how big you are, how fast you are, and you're a quarterback, you should not be getting hit.
What's any other big NFL story?
I gotta head out.
All right, bro. Man. We ain't gonna be on her long. All right, fam. Right. Yeah. I think that was it though.
We also got a dud for the trade deadline. Nothing happened.
Yeah, that was boring.
It's never an exciting trade deadline when it comes to football. It's never exciting.
It is. NBA is 10 times
better. You be ready. Football, like the biggest trade that we had in football, dog, that really worked out, and I was like player for player, was the Clinton Portis Chan Bailey trade, bro. That was what, 10 years ago, longer than that.
Yeah, I thought it would have been some more deals during this time, but the Packers didn't want to pull the string on a wood full of deals.
Yeah, his best year this year. He's healthy, but the thing is, he never been over like 700 yards before.
That would have been good for the Packers, though. That would have helped take them over the top offensively. They still need help defense, but offensively, that would have put them over the top.
They should have traded Jaquan Alexander or something. I like
the Saints, but man, I seen a stat about him. Like, he done missed like 89 tackles. Well, he'd be hurt, but he done missed it was a crazy stat, like how many tackles he done missed throughout his career. It was like crazy.
You gotta be saying like he taking bad angles and ran over. I like that he's staying with Watson, man. Watson need all the weapons he can get, bro. You got it when you don't have no picks for a year. You need to get a free agency. You need your money around. You go to the school of the Chiefs. I don't know how the fuck the niggas. Like, the Chiefs will be in cap hell in like 2 years. Cause all that money gonna come up. You know Mahomes money gonna be hidden. Cap number. So a lot of things will get cut. So you maybe got a 1 to 2 year window to do what you got to do with the Chiefs, and it's over with. The niggas gonna start getting cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't pay everybody high dollar. You already know how I feel about the Frank Clark thing. He had an impact, but he did not have an impact as good as Chris Jones, and it wasn't even close.
Trying to make sure I'm missing that. And I'm finna get ready to head out. My daughter got to go to swim class. Make sure you get your whip looking, bro.
I'm trying to, because I got work tomorrow.
Yeah. So you going to take it somewhere in the morning?
I'm going to go in the morning. Reach out to my uncle or something, see what to do.
Yeah, that's crazy, because you said it's starting up every time,
I might
get
that belt. So the battery ain't no problem. It's starting them, so it might be like a belt or some shit that need to be replaced. A little quick fix.
Yeah, bro. Definitely get that looked at, bro. When you
Friday,
off of
Saturday. I'm gonna go out there and see. I'm gonna go out there and go see my team. Man. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I was crushed. I'm just going to get it fixed to stay in town.
Yeah, for sure. Take care of that, bro. But that's it. All right, man. LG TV, we out. Oh. Joe Biden should be winning. Lou, we out, man. Holla.